May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, God always has a purpose. And right off the bat, in the first verse or second quote of in Genesis, I'm going to read it and find out. The Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. Well, why? Why did God do that? Was all of that to please Abraham, to make his name great, or to make him the father of all nations? No, it was for Abraham himself to be a blessing. That was the point. God's purpose for Abraham, or Abram, was to be a blessing. God's purpose for each and every one of us today is to be a blessing. Now, God blesses us. Well, first off, he blesses us by creating us. We're alive. We've been born because of our God. He also blesses us with his presence. Whether sometimes we feel it or not, he's always surrounding us. He blesses us with his love, his tolerance, his patience, his forgiveness. And the perfect blessing from God is the blessing of Jesus Christ. His life, his death, and his resurrection. And the purpose of that is for us, for our salvation. God blesses us also with his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comforts us, strengthens, teaches, guides, encourages us, and leads us if we decide to follow him. When we do, when we answer yes to the call of the Holy Spirit, then we too are blessed. Abraham believed God. He really believed in God. That's why God reckoned him as righteousness. His faith in the Lord was really amazing, truly amazing. Abram became Abraham a little bit later on because God renamed him. So Abram was willing to give up all, absolutely all, to obey God. He gave up his country, his community, his extended family, his friends, even his father's home, living there his whole life. And he gives up his name. He lets God rename him so he becomes God's possession. Abraham was willing to give up all for God. Abraham was faithful. And he fully accepted God's will and God's way. Now we know not only from today's lessons, but all the time, we do know that Paul, St. Paul, also fully accepted God the Father, who gives life to the dead through Jesus Christ. God gave us life, true life, to us and to the entire world. And that's when they talk about being dead, it's being dead to sin. And then if we follow Jesus, we're alive in Christ. We're alive in our Savior. But the choice is ours. God never forces. So Abraham and Paul, they chose yes. But how about in the gospel? Poor Nicodemus. He was still on the fence a little bit. He was intrigued. And he was curious. But he wasn't sure what to do. Nicodemus himself was basically a good man. He was the best of the best. He was the cream of the crop as far as being a Pharisee. He had an excellent reputation. He was beyond reproach. And he was curious about Jesus, but definitely a little scared, a little confused, and very cautious. And that's why he chose to go to Jesus at night. Nobody could see him. It was dark. He was intrigued, but he was hiding. But the point is, Nicodemus went. He wanted to really talk personally with Jesus. Then Nicodemus, calling Jesus Rabbi, showed the respect that Nicodemus had for Jesus. It showed the honor that he wanted to give him. Rabbis, and they probably still do, but rabbis knew the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, totally by heart. You could say to them from Leviticus chapter 42, verse 13, they could repeat it to you. Impressive. But Nicodemus, we know, really felt that beyond all that, Jesus had a strong relationship with God. He had an extraordinary relationship with God the Father. Nicodemus was aware of Jesus' knowledge, his abilities, his wisdom, his healings, and his miracles. Nicodemus felt the presence of God in Jesus Christ, working in and through him. So he sought Jesus out. Still, though, at night, nobody could see. He was afraid. Nicodemus explained to Jesus how he felt, and Jesus replies, "Well, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Well, poor Nicodemus was having a moment of tunnel vision. His definition of being born again was very limited, one-dimensional. He almost took it literally. Being born again is all about growth in faith. Growth in faith. Not a literal rebirth, but a growth in faith. It's almost like a metaphor. Being born implies starting over, all over, brand new, starting fresh, being changed from the inside out. Being born again by God's Spirit means that not only our faith grows, but our trust, our peace, our joy, all of that grows. We become more aware of God and His will and those around us. We become more attentive, more in tune with God, also more obedient to God. Figuring out what God's will is for ourselves and then doing it. All of this helps us to see and go beyond our own needs to that of others, and doing and loving to do God's will each day. So our Lenten challenge is, well, we know that Abraham fully accepted God. We know that Paul fully accepted God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Nicodemus, well, he partially accepted God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But as I said, he did turn. He went to Jesus. He wanted to know more. We also know that Nicodemus defended Jesus later on with the other Pharisees. We also know that Nicodemus brought the spices for Jesus' body, to anoint his body after the crucifixion. So maybe eventually Nicodemus said, "Yes, I believe. I fully accept this, that you are my Savior and my Lord." So our Lenten challenge is, how about us? As individuals, what do we think? What are we willing to accept? How are we willing to grow for our Lord? Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you for the gift of faith in each of us. We ask that we become more vulnerable so that we can open our hearts to you and we can feel your love and your presence in a strong way that helps us day by day, and that we can share that with others and be Jesus' disciples alive in Christ here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.